Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Ghost of a Potion by Heather Blake, narrated by Carla Mercer Meyer. Chapter 1.
Carlina Bell Hartwell, you're not too old for a switchin', my mama proclaimed over the phone, her tone sharp and dangerous. There was very little that struck fear into most Southern girls' hearts, quite like her full name being angrily articulated by her mama. Fortunately, I wasn't like most Southern girls, so I wasn't too worried about my mama's threat. Besides, in all my 30 years, my mama had never once taken a switch to me. She was a 5-foot-tall, 200-pound, blonde-haired bundle of bluff and bluster. The cordless phone, there was no cell phone coverage within town limits, was wedged between my ear and shoulder as I unpacked a delivery of potion bottles. What did I do now? It could have been any number of things, truly. An unfortunate result of my quick temper, inability to filter comments when angry, and my natural mischievousness. Those were just a few of the many traits that proved I wasn't quite like everyone else here in Hitching Post, Alabama. But at the very tippy top of the Why Carly Is Not Normal list, the cherry atop my wackadoodle sundae was that I was a white magic witch and empath. There was absolutely no denying that was plain old strange, so I didn't even try. I embraced my oddities wholeheartedly and used my abilities to make healing and love potions here at the little shop.